Cares.
Hot 102.7, it's Monday morning and Hot Cares time. You know what? There's a lot of families struggling out there at the moment.
Yeah, and it really is quite heartbreaking when you have a family unit that is exactly that, not unified. So this morning's story is about Ashley and Nikita. Ashley's 17 years old and Nikita's 11. And they lost both their mom and father. So without their parents, they were living with their elderly grandparents.
80 years of age taking care of these two children.
That's right. So their elderly grandparents were bringing in government pensions. It's not a lot of money.
4,000 rand a month, that's all.
It's very, very little. And again, tragedy struck when the grandmother passed away. So as you're saying, 80-year-old granddad on his own taking care of these two youngsters. And Lisa is their great aunt. She's the one who's relocated them to Nigel and taken them to live with their grandfather. She's a school secretary. She lives a very humble life. She's not able to shoulder the cost of taking care of these kids. But then again, neither is granddad.
No, he's 80 years of age. And there's a lot of struggle here. Good morning, Lisa. Tell us about Ashley and Nikita.
Ashley and Nikita, their mom passed away in 2019. In 2021, their father passed away. Unfortunately, their grandmother that took care of them after their parents passed away, she passed away on the 29th of May of this year.
Hey, that's a lot of trauma to put up with, eh?
It's a lot of trauma. It's quite bad, yeah. The grandfather was left alone to look after them, but he's 80 years old now. He couldn't manage that. So myself and my husband decided that, you know, we have to step in. We have to try and support them. And the two children and the grandfather is staying with us.
How do you handle this situation?
At this stage, I take every day by day, try and manage everything. It's a bit of a struggle because when they arrived here by us, they hardly had anything. I'm struggling at this stage with bedding. The children hardly has any clothes. Yeah, so financially it's a problem. Emotionally it's a struggle. But yeah, I try to stay strong.
You're doing a fantastic job, Lisa, to be able to support these kids in any way you possibly can. I understand you're also awaiting enrollment for school for the kids, because that's the other thing is you've got to keep these kids in school amidst all this trauma and changes. Where are you with that?
Both of the children were in special schools in Johannesburg. I'm currently, even the school where Nikita was attending is trying to assist me. She's in contact with the Department of Education to place Nikita for me. And myself, I'm actually speaking to one of the employees by the Department of Education for him to place Ashley for me. You know, I keep on following up on everything and, you know, I'm trying to push everything, because that's very important for me, for them to go back to school. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hot Cares, you know, recognizes situations like this, and Hot Cares would love to help you settle Ashley, Nikita, and your grandfather into their new home. And Hot Cares is going to be purchasing each of them a new bed with bedding, clothing for the children, and groceries for 3 months, all to the value of 20,000 rand. How does that feel for you?
That's a lot of that's a lot of money. That's to me that means the world. I didn't expect, you know, this to happen. I just wanted a little bit of help. So I try my best, and I will keep on trying to help them.
Yeah,
Lisa, you are a phenomenal woman, and as Johnny said, we stand with you. Just side by side as you're trying to get these kids settled and moving forward, because, you know, they've still got such a bright future in front of them despite the trauma they've experienced. And we just want to commend you and congratulate you, really, for stepping in where perhaps other people didn't. You know, you're doing the very best you can, and we thank you.
It's only my pleasure, but you know what? At the end of the day, they mean the world to me at this stage. So, yeah, but I really appreciate all your help. I really didn't expect for you to actually assist me, but there's always good things that comes out of everything.
Absolutely.
Just stay strong.
Stay strong, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
They're so lucky to have you. You stay strong.
Thank you so much. Very special. I appreciate it.
Hot Cares.